from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I got enough sleep last night. I got up around 7:30 this morning. KM to AM. Another 5-hour sports talk show on The Fan in New York. Call up 888-808-1019. I guarantee we're going to talk sports. I cannot wait to see the Mets sweep the Baltimore Orioles. Let's go, Mets! We got to cue up that George Santos, let's go Mets. There's no better time, there's no better day to overuse the voice of George Santos. We're going to use that today. Let's get that game on in here coming up in a couple minutes. My guy Eitan Levine will join us at 8:15. He's a Mets fan, and he'll be throwing out the first pitch at a Mets game coming up later this week. I think Wednesday, maybe. Interesting enough, right? We'll get to the bottom of how the Mets even go about booking their first pitches. And, you know, he'll weigh in on the Mets season and what's to come. And he'll tell us how things have gone on his journey. He's trying to set a Guinness World Record for throwing out first pitches. So that's coming up at 8:15. Call now, though. 888-808-1019. Get in front of the line. I'm going to get to Daniel Jones. I spoke a little bit about it. And, you know, briefly, I just have to stay consistent. If I can say that preseason doesn't matter for Tommy DeVito in the first game, where everybody was pointing to Tommy DeVito and saying, look, he's still got it. Look at Tommy. Tommy DeVito, that could be our guy. If I could say, yo, preseason doesn't matter for him, then I got to stay consistent for the same thing with Daniel Jones, who hadn't played in X amount of months, and you could tell he was pressing. And hey, if you're going to throw interceptions, throw them in the preseason. Throw them in exhibition where they don't matter. Learn, please. I know you're still learning in year 6. Please get that out of your system now, because Daniel Jones, you can't have it. You can't. Your career, your tenure here as the Giants quarterback relies on you making smart decisions with the football and not getting into trouble. Those were just bad decisions from a guy that hadn't been out there. And I hope he's not afraid. You know, injuries make a coward of anybody on the football field. I hope he's not afraid to protect himself, whatever. Maybe that's what he needed, to get out there, take a couple hits, struggle, fail, go to the film room with Brian Daboll, get yelled at, cursed at, and maybe that's behind him and he balls out. 888-808-1019. I'm not going to waste any more time. If you've listened to me, I've said things like, you know, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Like, I don't have shtick, but I do have some sayings that I've said on The Fan the last 3 years, like, don't piss on my head and tell me that it's raining. Sometimes I make it like, you know, piss on my leg, because when you do the visual like theater of the mind, it's not, but I think the phrase is like, don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining. It was just pissing on our heads outside. It was a ton of rain. that just came through here. But follow me. This is where I'm going with this. I'm going to borrow some shtick from our very own Positive Tommy. I got to bang the drum of negativity. This is negative Keithy. My fellow Yankees fans, Clay Holmes is not my closer. He hasn't been my closer for a couple months now. I nicknamed him Pray Holmes because when he comes out, all I can do is pray. That was the spot last night. If there ever was a time, Sunday, and I remember last year getting on the fan saying, God don't even like these Yankees. They can't win on a Sunday. They ruined so many Sundays last year. That was the spot. A 1-0 game to come in and have a clean inning. We're done. We play Frank. The Yankees win. The Yankees win. Game and series. Goodbye. After a great broadcast coming from Pennsylvania, all the little leaguers, I don't know if you guys saw the pregame stuff, them riding on the bus, signing autographs for little kids. Like, how can you not love that? Baseball is a kid's game. It's for the kids. You get into it as a kid, most of us. As a kid, I went down there in 98 and 99 to Little League World Series baseball camp. Got to play on the field that they have the Little League World Series, man. I'm jealous of those kids. And I'm thinking, right, Mother Nature was down for the Yankees to win. Didn't rain the game out. Got the game in. The Little League Classic, the first time that the New York Yankees playing it. And some of those kids from all across the country, all across the globe, will never make it to Yankee Stadium. Some of them will never get to see the Yankees on the road. That was their only time to see the New York Yankees. Bam, 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 bam. They even embraced the Martian. Break glass in case of emergency. They sent the Martian up. I got that news live at Fanatics Fest. I didn't have any internet. Paul texted me. I'm like, nice. We got something. But you know what? The Yankees find a way. I was on late Friday night till 2 a.m. into Saturday morning. And I was taking calls where people were saying, yeah, we're rolling. Yeah, Keith, the Yankees are back. Oh, yeah, they're hitting their groove now. And I'm saying, wait, wait, wait. Pump your brakes. Not to be negative Keithy, but this isn't a dominant stretch. They just got embarrassed a week ago. Last Monday, they got embarrassed by the worst team in baseball, historically bad team. What are you guys talking about? They win a couple games against the Chicago White Sox and one game against the Detroit Tigers, and everybody's saying, World Series back on. I'm like, no, 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 no. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You run Clay Holmes out there over and over and over and over again. That's insanity. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. Nobody expected. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm exhausted last night, but I got to stay up and watch the Yankee game. And my wife's like, turn the TV off. I'm like, it's bottom of the night. She's like, they're up 1-0. I'm like, Clay Holmes is in. I say to my wife, well, you think Clay Holmes is going to get these three outs? You think he's going to give up a run? She didn't say anything. She gave me a look. My wife isn't a huge Yankee fan, but she pays enough attention to be like, if the question is, in a one-run game, is Clay Holmes, the same guy you're calling Pray Holmes, that you started hashtag pray for Clay, I'm gonna take that he's going to give up a run. And of course he does. So don't piss on my head and tell me it's raining when you say, yeah, you know, he had good pitches. Yeah, you know, he located his stuff. It's always an excuse. There's always some type of reason why this one guy didn't do his job. And now, I know it's not just his fault. The New York Yankees turned into the New York Stankies just as soon as you started to say, they're back. I'm at Fanatics Fest Saturday. A Yankee fan comes up to me and goes, yo, we're winning 4-0. I said, no, we're not. I was in there listening to Emmanuel and Susan in my headphones, in my AirPods. Obviously bopping around, talking to people, but I'm paying attention to the game. I'm like, no, we're not. They took Rodon out. Like, what are you talking about, bro? I'm like, you're watching a different game? MLB had a whole big screen above their activation where the Yankee fans went in the bottom of the night to watch the Yankees get shut out again. How many shutouts this year? And then you face Tarek Skubal, who had a great interview, and Garrett Cole had a great interview. I loved how they, I thought the broadcast was great. Even Mike and Up guys, like, I thought the broadcast was great out there, and those kids stole the show. The energy that the kids brought. Is it harder to play in front of a bunch of little kids or a bunch of drunks? 888-808-1019. But back to last night. Tarek Skubal, he's one of the best. He's probably the AL Cy Young winner this year. I can understand he shuts you down. I'm not blaming it all on Clay Holmes. The offense disappeared. But again, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. You get a couple guys back. You send Dominguez up because you get the 27th man. You have three different lineups for three different games in one series. I know this is not the 90s or early 2000s, and they play matchups, and they platoon guys, and they try to get guys reps, and this, that, and yada, yada. But man, like, the Yankees have to lead the league in different lineups every single year. Why? We don't get a trophy for that. And I know there's a ton of you that say, hey, Austin Wells should be the catcher more times than not. Why do we need to see DJ at first base? Oswaldo Cabrera, what does Cabbie have to do to just get some love? Good to see O with the toe on Friday. Oswald Peraza help us get a win. But even in that first game, it was his homer, a Judge homer. A lot of the rest of the guys, where'd they go? The offense was not there. Even Juan Soto, the generational Juan Soto, couldn't will us to victory. So I'm watching the game, and I'm like, that's 18 innings that they only scored one run. Then I thought about it. I'm like, oh, they didn't even really score that run. That was our old pal, Mr. Wild Pitch. Come on down. Break the game open for us. So Gleyber Torres scores on a wild pitch. And then you have a spot for Clay Holmes. If that is your closer, if that's the guy that you're telling us you're committed to, everyone from Brian Cashman to Aaron Boone to Aaron Judge, general manager, manager, and captain, all telling you, we believe in Clay. Everybody in this clubhouse believes in Clay. Stop. Stop lying to me. Stop lying to us. Don't piss on my head and tell me that it's raining. 888-808-1019. It does not have to be this way. I'm done with it. That was the spot last night. I had a great weekend. I was exhausted, and I couldn't fall asleep. I'm twisting and turning because I want the Yankees to win the World Series. And if you think you're winning the World Series with Clay Holmes, a.k.a. Prey Holmes, as your closer, you're not serious about winning the World Series. You're an unserious group. 888-808-1019. You just do things, and then you try to back them. You die hard on your trades. You die hard on your contracts and your decisions. And I understand that. No one wants to admit they're wrong. But for the greater good, for the entire Yankee universe, you got to come off this one. And you don't have to scream it from the rooftops. I don't need to read Craig Kimbrell loses the closer spot. Paul Sewald removed from closer duty. Edwin Diaz being moved to a softer landing spot. I use those as examples because everybody else can do it, but there are 29 teams and the New York Yankees. The Yankees can't do that with Clay Holmes. Why? His contract? No, go look up his contract. It's not binding. It's expiring. This is a one-year deal. Like, he's gone next year. I saw a New York Post headline, you know, retaining Clay Holmes could stop the Yankees from re-signing Juan Soto. The trolling that goes on. Clay can go. I get that Clay is a nice guy. I made a joke around the All-Star when Bruce Bochy didn't use him, and obviously he used Emmanuel Clase. He had those two left. Emmanuel Clase will be here. As the Yankees face the Guardians, you don't need to have this in big, blocky letters. What you say and what you do are two different things. You don't have to tell us he's lost the closer position, the closer role, the closer job. Just do it. There has to be some rules. He can't pitch in a situation like that ever again. A one-run game? No. No, we don't have any time left. The dog days of August, they're running out. Then it'll be September, right? And I saw everybody running with the Clay Holmes has 10 blown saves. If he only saved half of those games, the Yankees would have a 5-game lead. And then I heard Evan come through with the facts. The Yankees have gone 3-7 after Clay has blown saves. They've been able to figure out how to win three games after that. Miracles. But I'm tired of praying when he comes on the mound. I'm tired of looking for miracles. You need something solid. You have so much talent. How can you let games get thrown away by Clay Holmes that you traded Hoyt Park for? What is going on? Am I in bizarro world? 888-808-1019. They got to be better than that. They're supposed to be elite. They're supposed to be a standard of excellence. Brian Cashman said this is supposed to be the mecca of baseball. Well, how do you have a Lamborghini and a Ferrari batting second and third? You're whipping those guys around. You live in a mansion. But late at night when you lay your head on the pillow, you're sleeping on a cot. 888-808-1019. Clay Holmes is the cot. It doesn't make sense. Get a better bed. So when we're ready to close the day, we can sleep peacefully at night. That bothered me last night. I was ready to go to bed. I'm like, this is stupid, bro. This is so dumb. This is plain Jane stupid. This is plum dumb. Fool me, can't fool me again. That's another thing I say. How many times can you be fooled? The Mariners series, when the Yankees were up 4-1 in the ninth? Oh, maybe when we were about to sweep the Royals and Bobby Witt Jr. four games, and the Yankees are up one run in the ninth. Oh, no, no, no. It was the rivalry. 4th of July weekend in our building. Masataka Yoshida. Remember that? Like, we could keep going. Camden Yards. The Yankees come back. Uncle Ben Rice, that ball is cooked. Yeah, let's go, Yanks. Yeah, we're about to sweep the Orioles. We're about to take first place into the Clay Holmes walks a couple guys. Volpe bobbles the ball. Verdugo falls flat on his face. All right, don't worry about it. It's in the past. And then you get an opportunity like last night, and that one grinds my gears. That's another thing I say. That one grinds. You know what grinds my gears? That the Yankees have all of these fans. They have all of these really smart baseball fans, and I don't claim to be baseball savant, but you don't have to be. There's kids that are going to call tonight. There are kids that they can't drive yet. They still got to take their SATs. They see it. They know it. This guy's not a closer. He's not. When will it end? Is it going to end in October? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? Are you outside of your mind? Are you going to actually do that to us? Because if that's the case, then I'm not getting my hopes up. Because right now, my hopes are not up. I want to win the World Series. I think this can be a World Series winning team. But you know why? You know what that's based in? The fact that no other team in Major League Baseball is going to be a 100-win team. Not the Yankees. Nobody. Nobody is that clearly dominant. Everybody has gone through their struggles. Everybody's had a bad stretch. And you know what? With the expanded postseason, it's that random. Wild card teams end up getting there, and it's all about who's healthy, who stays hot, and who made moves at the deadline. Oh, let's go back. Yankee fans, myself included, on this airwaves, I said to Brian Cashman to his face, Brian, if you're listening, you know what I said. I put the video out. I said, if this is the year, when you look around baseball, if this is the team, you did it in the offseason, making the trade to get Juan Soto. You had to give up a Michael King, who 2 years ago, when he got hurt in 2022, I knew they weren't going to get it done because he was going to be the weapon. He was going to be the weapon coming out of the bullpen to get us big outs, to maybe save us from a potential Clay Holmes collapse. But I understand you got to give up a Michael King to get a generational talent in Juan Soto. I said you did it. You stacked the deck. Even Verdugo, Stroman, you made the right moves. You didn't go sign Jordan Montgomery. You didn't go sign Blake Snell. This is the team. Stack the deck. That is something else that I also say a lot. It's not shtick. It's just real. Like, stack the deck. Because Aaron Judge is in his prime and y'all are chilling. Aaron Judge is ridiculous. He's got to get to a World Series. We can't waste another year without putting that guy in the Fall Classic. And you know what they did at the deadline? They got us Jazz. Quick pop. Jazz is hurt. He'll be back. Jazz is having the time of his life out there. The biggest kid out there. He found himself a little brother, adopted a little brother. He's sitting with the kids. He's talking it up. He can't play. He's in full Yankee uniform, rocking the road, Greg. Good for him. He's filming out there. Good for him. They get his Jazz Chisholm, which to me, I think, marked off a bunch of boxes. Potential leadoff hitter. They've yet to do that with him. I don't know. Maybe when he comes back, we don't have to watch Verdugo or Glaber. I don't even know. Whatever. A guy that we thought was going to be center field, second base, first game he plays center. No, he turns into a third baseman. Wow. But other than that, right, he's hurt. He's not available. And we're screaming. My boy Matt from MLB Network texts me. Him and I go through a lot of this Yankee stress a lot. A lot of my friends text me as the game ended last night. I went to sleep. I didn't text you guys back till the morning. He said fans begged the front office for bullpen help. They got two relievers. One was DFA'd. The other has allowed 16 hits and 8.1 innings. They wasted 1 year of Judge and Soto. It's been 15 years without a World Series. They need to wake the up because this is becoming a disgrace. 888-808-1019. I don't want to be on WFAN after a postseason game where we blow it in the ninth inning, where we fight, where we have it. That was the exact game yesterday. A nationally televised game, no other game on, the whole world watching, and Clay Holmes going out there, not being able to get it done. Them being able to force extras, that gave everybody in the world a chance to laugh at the modern-day Yankees, laugh at the modern-day Yankees and say, yup, they're not what they think they are. Best record in baseball, so what? Potentially a winner of the AL East, so what? They have holes, they have flaws that they refuse to acknowledge, that they refuse to fix. But let that be it. Clay Holmes is not my closer. He's Pray Holmes. Hashtag pray for Clay. But I don't want to have to pray at the end of a game where Marcus Stroman did what he had to do against Tarek Skubal. Tommy Canley did what he had to do. Luke Weaver did what he had to do. And the guy that's been an all-star, and I joked, I said nobody has bought his all-star jersey. I've seen people with the Judge all-star jersey, Soto all-star jersey. Nobody went to buy a Clay Holmes all-star jersey. He didn't even step foot in the game. Don't tell me that he was an all-star. Don't give me metrics and numbers. Don't tell me about the beginning of the season. There were games last year. I was done with Clay last year. When the Rockies beat us, when we went out to Coors Field to start the second half, and the Rockies beat us, and Clay was part of that collapse. I said, I'm done, bro. This team finds way to lose. They find ways to lose, and this guy's part of it. 888-808-1019. So there's my spiel, but that's nothing new. You've heard all of that from me. Maybe you never heard of Negative Keithy and banging the drum of negativity, but I'm tired of it. I'm done. This team has too much talent. They have too much opportunity with everybody in baseball being just mediocre. All right. Fix the one problem that has cost you so many games, and maybe you'll have a chance to make a run to the Fall Classic, end your drought, and then you'll grow a money tree just getting to the World Series. Even if you lose the World Series, you'll grow a money tree so big with the world seeing the New York Yankees back in the World Series. Shout out to my guy Ryan Garcia from Fireside Yankees. You know, he said to me, I'm not going to get upset this year. You know, he was like, you know, back in like 2020, that was the year that broke me. I'm like, damn, 2020 was the year that broke you. I mean, all these years break us, but like, now we got to guard ourselves. If they want to stay stuck on stupid, we can't put our hearts into it. We can't put our feelings into it because we know it doesn't make any damn sense. And you know what he said to me? This year, if they don't get it done, they don't get it done. Because they had opportunities. They had opportunities to sign guys. They had opportunities to trade for guys. They had opportunities to bench guys, send other guys up. They don't have to do some of the things they consistently keep doing. But since they're the smartest guys in the room, right? Last season ended, they went 82-80. They had a check your egos at the door meeting. But they were supposed to bring in a third party to audit them. No, we don't need a third party. And here we are again. They should have had that third party. I'm hoping for an intervention. Somebody, please, during this off day tonight, I am on till 12. Maybe somebody will hear me. Enough is enough. You do not have to force feed Clay Holmes to us anymore. 888-808-1019. I'll be at the game tomorrow. If it's a close game, which it's going to be, you're playing the Guardians, right? They're coming here and their intention is to show that they're better than you. Plant a seed for, I don't know, the postseason if you run into them. Do not cut the lights out for Clay Holmes. Play his music, his entrance music, but don't make the lights flicker and do all that nonsense that you started doing after he had a solid month of the season and you thought he was lights out. Do not turn the lights out. Keep the lights on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.